Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, this is Whitney Ladd. Thank you so much for joining me or downloading it later. And tonight I'm going to be talking about the seven divine gifts. But first off, I hope that you have had a wonderful week and that you have recovered from Thanksgiving and the Black Friday shopping madness and Cyber Monday sales, that they're filling up your email inbox like they have filled up mine. So hopefully you have recovered and made it through and you're having a wonderful week. And I also hope that as you were able to express your gratitudes and give thanks for the wonderful things in your life, that you've seen things multiply and seen that gratitude multiply in your life. So I hope that that has been true for everyone. And so let's get started. So the seven divine gifts, I talked a little bit before about how that came about, and it came about from when I was recovering from cancer, and my journey that I took of trying to find life on the other side. And I do, it's come up actually a couple of times today. So I've seen on different Facebook pages and news in my news feed and stuff that people have a really hard time recovering and moving forward after cancer. So many people don't survive, first off, but then a lot of people do now because of all the advances in technology that we are so blessed to have, especially, you know, if you live in an area or a country that, you know, has that technology and the ability to offer the help. So definitely a huge blessing there. But some people come through stronger and some people really struggle, and they are feeling lost and alone, and I think that happens very often once the rush of everything settles down and there's no more appointments or treatments and you try to get back to normal and your support system dwindles away. So then you're left trying to figure out what is normal for me now, because you're not really sure what normal is anymore, because I know for me it was about a year-long process of going through treatments and surgeries and everything else. So, you know, after having your life revolve around appointments for an entire year, when there's no longer looking forward to when is that next appointment, how many do I have this week, kind of thing, you know, you're not really sure what to do with yourself. And then the reality sets in of, wow, I just went through this whirlwind and this, you know, life-changing experience, and where do I go from here? And a lot of people get very depressed and very upset, and they can get kind of, you know, down in the dumps. And, you know, that's okay. I think it's very normal. But my route was to say, okay, I survived. So now what can I do with my life, and how can I enjoy this life that I've been given and this chance to start again and still be here? And so from asking that question and learning to meditate and amplify my intuition and guidance, I developed the seven divine gifts. So that's kind of a short little blip about where that came from, as well as if you know somebody that is going through or has gone through cancer, you know, really continuing to be there for them after they are supposedly better or cancer-free is really huge, because they still need the support. So that being said, the seven divine gifts. So what are the gifts? Well, I'm just going to list them, the one through seven. So the first one is balance. The second one is renewal. The third one is consciousness. The fourth one is time. The fifth one is healing. The sixth is creation, and the seventh is love. And so I'll just share a little bit about each one so you can get an idea of what they are and how they apply in your life. And so balance being the first one is finding that balance in your life, which was, you know, really crucial for me after going, you know, through treatments and everything else to find the balance in life. But it's definitely something that's important for everybody to find that balance between not just all the things going on around you, but your balance with your spiritual practice, you know, your physical body, and, you know, your mental control and rest. So so many people have families and they have events and they have work and they have so much going on that they forget to find the balance for them in their own life and in their own body and their own, you know, body, mind, and spirit. So, you know, that's so, so very important. And so the gift of balance is really helps you develop a practice and habits that really benefit transforming your life. Because if you want to transform your life, you have to have a really sound and stable foundation to build upon. And so the gift of balance is really that that foundation. And so it focuses on body, mind, and spirit, and then also incorporating, of course, daily life into that, but taking time for you is so important. And so the second gift of renewal comes along once you find the balance. So they really do all build upon each other. So once you find the balance, you are very renewed because you start to free yourself and you really get an opportunity once your body, mind, and spirit are in balance to start looking at where are areas that I can free and renew my life. And a lot of times that involves a lot of forgiveness and not just of other people, but of yourself and, you know, all the stories that you hold on to and the story that you tell yourself and, you know, all those secrets that people tend to keep inside that people think, you know, they're so wrong or they're bad or, you know, that we were just born these horrible people. And so many people are believe that and are taught that. And it's just, it's so not true. And, but here and there, it helps you really free all that stuff, get that stuff out of you so that you can really start to have a fresh and renewed outlook on life and what you can do with your life and how you can change your life. And so, it's so freeing that just being free, just feeling free in your soul, feeling like you can be you, you can be yourself. You have nothing to hide, that there's nothing that you're ashamed of because you've you know, really cleaned out your closet and you're not holding any grudges and you've really forgiven. And it helps clear the path. So once you get balanced, then you are renewed and you're cleared for the journey. And so, gift three is the gift of consciousness. And so what that pretty much focuses on is your spiritual connection, because everybody has intuition. You have a spirit inside of you. You have a soul. And it's about developing your gifts. Everybody has a gift of some sort, whether you believe you do or don't. Doesn't really matter because everybody does. It's just figuring out which one you have and learning how to use it and respond to it. And then there's also, you know, the universal consciousness that, you know, everybody is connected and we all are one. And, you know, we are all a product of our creator, whatever form you choose to believe that creator to be, you know, we all come from something, and that soul and that spirit and that breath of life that is inside of each and every one of us connects us all. And so the other piece of consciousness is not just the universal connection and your spiritual gifts, but opening up to be able to receive divine guidance and inspiration and creativity. And so, you know, you, again, they build upon each other. So you get balance. You have, you know, a very stable foundation that you're building upon. You clear the path, you clear the way, and then, you know, you are open to what can I do with my life. And then the consciousness piece is receiving, this is what you can really do with your life. And it's opening up and hearing and finding your purpose and your passions and really just letting all that rush in and finding a drive and motivation for your life and direction. And since it's all coming from a divinely inspired place, you can't go wrong. And sometimes it seems like we take these odd twists and turns along the path. But again, God or spirit works within your own beliefs. And so a lot of the work that's done is on your mindset and your belief systems and how to bust through those and really open yourself up to everything that is truly possible. So it's all built upon each other. It's a lot of work, but it's so very, very worth it. And so the next gift is the gift of time. And so when you realize how very precious time is, the time you have here, especially when you get so aligned with spirit and you get so aligned within yourself and your body, you really start to appreciate every single day, every single moment, the moments that frustrate you, the moments that make you happy, the moments that you find things that you really truly love and enjoy. Every moment you start to find the gift in each moment, and you realize that life is about learning. And so even those moments when you're sitting in traffic, you know, instead of getting angry, it's like you can use that time to ask, why am I sitting here? Obviously, I need to be alone with whoever I'm alone with in the vehicle. There's stuff we need to discuss, or maybe you're by yourself. You know, what do I need to work on within myself? And so there's, you know, different ways to look at time. And it also touches a little bit on your soul contracts and the like. It gets really, really in-depth. Again, there's so much more than what I'm sharing, but you have to join the workshop and the programs to get the full benefit and really get all the pieces, because it's so complex. There's so many pieces, and to really changing your life. But anyway, this is just an overview to give you an idea. And this whole intention for the radio show is to go over some of these and give you more in-depth looks. So I will be going into more information as we go along, but just to get started and give you an idea, this is some of the things that we'll be talking about going forward and that you can learn and get support from me with on the journey if you sign up for one of the programs. And so, another thing about the gift of time, maybe you've noticed how time just seems to speed up or slow down. You know, when you are doing something you truly enjoy and love, it's like time just flies by and you're like, where did the time go? I can't believe that it's over, that I'm done. Or, you know, if you're stuck in a situation where you're having to do something you really don't want to do, it's like the time just drags. And what feels like what's really an hour feels like days sometimes. And so that's the trickiness of time. But when you learn to really appreciate every moment and find the lesson or the gift in every single moment, you get to choose how time goes. You get to choose and help warp or manipulate the time to make it go faster or stretch longer. And so that's one of the things that you learn to do. And so the fifth gift is healing, which is extremely important. and not just on a physical level. So obviously, if you don't have good physical health, you can then really appreciate when you did have good health, and you know how much of a gift having good physical health actually is. And so, so many people feel lost and stuck in whatever medical situation they may be facing. But, you know, again, that's a mindset and that's a belief, and you can change that and you can use it as a tool or you can improve it. I mean, there's so many things that can be done. But it's not just physical healing. There's mental and emotional healing that has to occur too, and being able to wrap your mind around the things that have occurred in your life that maybe you refused to look at before, and wrapping your emotions around really tough or difficult situations that you just maybe keep shoving the emotions inside and refusing to look at them or not allowing them to come up and leave and exit your body because you just don't want to seem weak or, you know, whatever the case may be. Some people think crying is a weakness, and it's not. It's not. It's really not. You know, it's just a way that energy within your body is trying to release, and you want to let it out, because if you don't let it out, like I've said numerous times, you will get sick. In some form or fashion, you will develop something like cancer, for example, like I did from shoving too many emotions inside and refusing to look at things and refusing to forgive. Or you could have another kind of ailment come up, or maybe a lot of times when people are doing too much and refusing to look at things that they need to look at in their life, they get sick. So, you know, maybe you get a cold or you get a flu and you're forced to slow down and look at things. And so the best way to avoid it is to go ahead and look at it. And then there's also spiritual healing. Sometimes things happen in our lives that we don't understand and we want someone to blame, and there's not a physical person to blame for the things that happen. And so we end up blaming spirit, and some people get really mad at God and don't let that go. And that's okay. Spirit, God, Jesus, Buddha, whatever you believe in, is definitely powerful enough and strong enough to take that anger. And they just hold out and hold on until you're ready to let it go. So, but definitely healing that and looking at it and working through it will firm up and really strengthen your connection to spirit. And you'll just be amazed at what can happen when you really do your healing work on all levels. It really is. It's huge. And again, it helps you just completely change your life on top of all the other building blocks of changing and transforming along the way. And so the next gift is creation. And so everybody, or not everybody, but a large majority of people have heard of manifesting or the law of attraction and all those things. And again, it all builds on top of each other. So some people just seem to be really lucky. Things always work out. And, you know, they're really, it's in their mindset. They don't have some of the limiting beliefs that a lot of other people do. And so when you clear those things out, then yes, you will start to get lucky too. And you'll start to feel the energy just swirling around you that's just right there waiting for you to get really clear about what you want and what your goals are and what you want to do and how to make things happen and how to create and manifest things. And so my personal take on manifesting is that manifestation and creation is the process of taking anything from a dream or thought state and turning it into a reality or physical form. And so many people manifest and create things and they don't realize that that's what they're doing. So let's say you think about, you have a random thought of, oh, I'd really love a new pocketbook. And you completely forget about that. And then, you know, a week later, you're at the store and you fall in love with this pocketbook and it's, you know, that's the perfect price. And lo and behold, you have, you know, the funds that you can purchase it. You know, everything is just in divine lining and it just all divinely aligns and synchronizes so that you can purchase that pocketbook. And therefore, you know, then you have it. You created that. You manifested that. That's a lot of times how it happens and people don't even realize it. And that's why your thoughts are so incredibly powerful. I know I do that a lot. I tend to manifest through thinking, and it's really amazing sometimes because I will think about something I really, really want and I'll focus on it and, you know, it'll be at the end of my meditation, something that I say that, you know, I'm grateful for, even though I don't have it yet, I still go ahead and express my gratitude. And then, you know, a day or two later, my husband will randomly come home with the item or he'll say, you know, we should really do this or, you know, whatever it is that I was focusing on. It's like, I'm like, get out of my head. Like, how did you know that's what I wanted to do? Because I didn't express it. I didn't say it. But it's just really amazing when you open up and you align and you watch how spirit uses people and situations and circumstances all around you to make things happen and to create on your behalf. So it's really amazing sometimes how it all plays out. And so, again, building on that, you know, it starts with divine inspiration. And so there's a thought belief out there that if you desire it and it, you know, it's something that you truly desire, that it was divinely given to you, that you didn't just randomly come up with something, you know, that it, that desire was placed inside of you because it's something that you are meant to have, you're supposed to have, you're supposed to go after. And so another way of looking at it is, you know, people that want to write a book, you know, it's not just, you know, the book's not just going to magically publish itself and be there on your desk with your name on it that you wrote it one day. You know, it's the whole creation process of getting the thoughts, getting the divine inspiration, getting the ideas, and then going through the steps of and process of creating it. I mean, that's the creation, that's the manifesting, is you doing the steps, even if they're little steps, even if it's a paragraph a day, of putting that into action and putting that into physical form. I mean, that's what it's all about. And so over time, you created it and you manifested it. And so a big part of my program with the creation is helping you catch the inspiration and then aligning with it and setting your goals and your desires and your action steps towards whatever it is you want to create. And maybe you don't even know right now and something truly incredible could come through you through taking the program and having the coaching. So, you know, but it's a process of harnessing your willpower and your momentum and, you know, continuing to follow the guidance and follow through and really create something magical and wonderful. So the final gift is the gift of love. And so love comes in so many different forms. There's, of course, your partnership relationships, you know, intimate relationships that so many people long for. But then there's also your relationships with your family and your friends. And, you know, maybe you're somebody who's alone and you don't have very many friends, but that's something you want to create. And so going through this program, not only helps you become the best you that you can be, you will attract like people into your life, and you will attract good friends into your life, and those good relationships into your life. And as far as your family or your friends that you do have, it really helps transform those relationships. I know, for example, me and my sister did not used to get along, and we get along very well now. And I remember when I was going through this whole process, she just randomly said to me, I didn't tell her what I was doing, you know, that I was, you know, doing all this spiritual work and writing the seven divine gifts and everything. I didn't tell her all that. And she just randomly said one day, you're a really different person. And that was a very true statement. And I said, why, thank you. You know, I could have been offended and thought, well, you know, what the hell do you know? But no, I was actually very grateful for the feedback, because I knew of the work that I was doing, and I knew the hard work that I was putting in. And for somebody to be able to see that and say you are just a totally different person, it's really a gift to me. And to know that I'm somebody that, you know, people want to be around and respect and want to be friends with, you know, that's something that's very valuable to me in relationships. Yeah, it was really great for me. And then I told her, you know, well, thank you. I've been working on myself. And, you know, that kind of sounds dorky and cheesy sometimes, but you know what? It was the truth, and I'm proud of it. And I'm proud of the fact that I followed the guidance and made the transformation, and that it's guided me to be able to help share this whole transformation with other people. So that maybe if you don't have a great relationship with a parent or a child or a sibling, that, you know, as you transform and, you know, you learn to love who you are and gain that confidence, you can reach out to them and really just set things right, and know that regardless of how that turns out, that you did the right thing. And, you know, hopefully one day somebody will say to you, you are a totally different person, but I really like who you are now. And you can accept that compliment without being offended and take it for the compliment that it really is. And so there, you know, there's so many different kinds of love, and there's self-love is one of the biggest ones and biggest gift that you can give yourself, because to love yourself is to truly love the divine, because you are divine. Every single one of us has a piece of spirit within. And so when you love and honor yourself, you're loving and honoring the divine, and that in turn allows you to truly love and honor others and serve in such a higher and better way in the world, so that you can really make a difference and show up how you need to. And so just to touch a little bit on the intimate love relationships that most people want. Some people are content just to be by themselves, and that's perfectly fine too. As you go through this, you know, you can attract the right person into your life, or you can transform the relationship that you have. So I know that my marriage has really transformed as I was changing myself, and it was really difficult at first, you know, to back up and calm down and, you know, not react in the same way that I used to. And so that took some changing, but it worked, and we have a beautiful marriage now that we've been married for 7.5 years, and I'm very grateful and thankful for that. So I am out of time, guys, so I hope that this is something that has piqued your interest, and maybe it's something that has inspired you to start your own transformation. And so stay tuned as I go through, and in a few weeks I will be doing a free one-day workshop that you will want to be involved with. So be sure to stay tuned to check that out. You can find out more on the Angel Coaches website and angelcoaches.org, and on my own website, whitneyladd.com. So I look forward to speaking with you, and I hope that everybody has a great week. So good night and goodbye, and much love and blessings to you.